Zani, my good people. Hey. I have missed you all.
Man, it's been a long week. With me, I wanted to talk to you guys really, really, really. I am so glad that you're listening to another episode of The Whispers. Karibuni sana.
Yes, and thank you for tuning in every time. We are glad for the feedback. We're glad for your support.
Yes, yes.
So welcome to another episode.
And if you've not listened to our previous two episodes, angalia hapo juu and then you listen, and then feel free to say anything and comment on our, like, just come to us and say anything. We'll take it all in.
Yeah, so welcome back. It's your girl Sheila Silandunge.
And I am Kamanthe. Asanteni sana na karibuni sana.
Yes, so today's topic.
Leo's.
On today's episode, we are talking about tattoos and piercing. Tattoos and piercing.
Mandishi.
We have kutanishad them because I think they just come in hand.
Zinakuja zikifuatana.
Zinafulilizana.
I think the moment you hear tattoos,
the reaction
the piercing.
And it's like the reaction when you have a lot of piercing and the tattoos are like the same.
With these
older people, our parents, yes, our aunties, and blah blah blah.
Kids of it.
So that's where we are.
And they're all painful. Okay, they come with pain. So
tattoos are as painful as piercing.
There's like a pain, as in akuna yenye utasema it's sweet, you know.
Yeah, so you know, here Kamanthe here has piercings.
Oh my god.
No, piercings.
Uh-huh.
And tattoos.
And Sheila also
tattoos.
Has a tattoo. She has a tattoo.
Maybe people are just like, okay. A lie.
It's a lie.
I
have them, and Sheila is like clean up.
I'm not clean, but I'm planning on having one. Uh-huh. But that's
and I'm the one who's taking her, guys.
Yeah, so yeah, true. You'll be my plug. So hope your plug. No, but her tattoos are great. With you. If you have seen her, they're done so well. Like, in the major.
Guy, come on. Guys, you can't believe her.
I was telling her someday. Kwanza kusaniana fanya.
Job. Can we not go there, guys? Please. So let us just tell people about
so when you hear tattoos and piercings, like, these are decorations that go back from ancient times. Like, it has been there from kitambo.
Kitambo sana. But I think our people right now, most of them don't know them. Meanings of tattoos, they just do it. You just do it because maybe you just feel as if you want to do it, Emma, because you saw your friend having it. What's your inspiration behind your tattoo, you know? And as far as I know, like, I know that unaweza zikategorize into three: the decorative, symbolic, and pictorial.
That is for the tattoos or
For the tattoos. Tumeanza na tattoos.
So, and how about even piercings are like ancient, because you find that in most communities, even African communities, you find that personally my grandmother has a big piercing.
Oh, the round one.
Yeah, now it is big. This one, my Kalenjin grandmother has a big, big
piercing. But Sheila is a Galewin. She's a Galewin, so
like, the piercing is so big such that anezeikunja, even my grandfather head, like, anezeikunja ikave na bado ikave maskio.
Oh, so why do they do the big piercings?
I don't know.
You don't know? You should check on that.
I think all the grannies, the grannies I've seen for that time, because my grandma is old, like, that shape of piercing. It's like even the Maasai one.
Yeah,
the
Maasai
hanging
one.
So it is there, and then it's kind of cute, you know?
It is
beautiful.
Yeah.
But say you with the eka.
Guys, say you eka alafu, what happens
Must
after that?
In a hang. I don't know, me, Roma said it that Walkona don't want to marry.
And for it to become that round and big, lazima it is painful. Lazima, I think it's something that is connected to your culture.
Yeah, it's cultural. That's what I'm saying. Piercing and tattoos are like have a cultural unini.
Yeah, even tattoos have a cultural meaning. Sometimes walikuwa na nini, they used to tattoo the body to show you that you are almost getting married.
And then my nini, and I have another auntie, like, not the sister to my grandmother.
Yes,
she has a nini. a tongue piercing na bado ni kubo.
Guy, wait, what?
A tongue piercing. I don't know.
So these things have been there.
And like she's old. Like old. You can imagine old. They start to my grandmother. And uh-huh. She has a 60, a tongue
70
piercing. No. 90s. 90s. Yeah, because my grandma is like 90 some. 90s. So yeah, 80s up.
Nice. So they, like they go a long way. Has it seen
and even men and even say. Men used to pierce and it will be so okay.
Yeah, for the men.
Yeah, because now if a man pierces, not okay.
Now
it is not okay.
It is not okay, but they have a pierce.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying kitambo in our culture, it was okay for them to pierce. Like yeah, you're supposed to pierce. Mm-hmm. It comes with the culture.
It's
for the culture.
Yeah, we're doing it yeah, for the culture.
So, like if them piercing was okay, but right now mm-hmm. don't, a man cannot pierce.
Like ata but huku na huku hivi in the city.
Like sisi tumepierce lakini yeah. If mi hata nikushua hata pierce mama like my mother will be like kijana mwanza ku trip. That is trip.
Umeharibika. You're not doing this.
Yeah, because it is not okay for them to like to pierce their ears right now.
But they still do it.
You know us, we are very rebellious. Our generation is like very 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 rebellious.
Mm-hmm.
And we it's like our parents have learned maybe to
cope up with the situation. Yeah, they're used to it because sasa watafanya nini.
Juu kwanza pierce nikuje kama umepierce. Are you easy and pierce so it's like
I have a friend alikuwa every time she asks for permission to do the piercing. Me I'm
Nana
like
pewa.
You know? Where you I'm like surprise them. Go to the kuja hapo na kama umetoboa mapua. Akitaka kungua but I have
but
a friend
mapua.
Who the mother like alingoa the piercing from the nose. And for the people who have pierced the nose, they know how, like I hear it takes like a year plus
to heal. And then I want to have a nose piercing.
Ha! The nose piercing. So alikuja home with the piercing. Ikamolewa.
Why?
She was like, isn't it nini?
Like, attacking more. See, but the piercing iko.
Yeah, mapua inakuanga uchungu. It is very, very painful. Okay, from the people I've heard from my friends, they've pierced the nose. It is the painful one. It is painful. So once it's like nini, ukianza kurudisha tena, itakuwa tu. Ni wewe tu utadecide. But as long as your parents are not cool with it, itabidi umejipanga. But I'm like, don't ask for permission. But I am not there.
Like a nose piercing is not, it's not so off. I think it's okay.
If you take
nose
a mat here,
it's okay.
You go to Nairobi CBD, utapata na more than 10
like everybody, like piercing. Nose piercing is like so okay. Like yeah. It's very normal. It's like I'm having an ear piercing. It's also says the eyebrows.
Zamacho. Guy, I'm at the one that comes up by the on
this between the boobies.
Yeah.
So that one is risky.
It goes in as long as you've done it with a profession, it is still okay. For the love of piercing.
You have like what makes you even
see Cardi B okay. Has pierced here.
Cardi B. We have just imagined like a young black African girl, a simple girl like
I've
never seen one.
They are okay. I've seen. A friend of mine has.
You have exposure
like,
of piercing. You.
Yeah, I have a friend.
Pierce.
Yeah, I'm a pierce hapa, and then it's okay because anaweza itoa, anaweza irudisha, as long as it's healed. And
like I'm a pierce na ndani ama.
Yes, inaenda ndani. Inaenda ndani. So itaingia tu and then itapona. It's like a hole, guys. Unafaa kuona Sheila's face right now. She's like, nah. If you're a lover of piercings, you can pierce up IV on the upper konini kwa mdomo.
Yeah, between the like after the lower lip avocado. It's painful.
It's painful. Okay, ushaona ukigongwa alafu you stay a while.
What?
Ugonga alafu uchungu inaishanga, si ndio? That's the same case. You're going to be pierced, it's going to be painful at that time. But then as time goes, itapona and then you'll be okay.
You know, I'm asking her because yeah, got a lot of piercing, she has experiences. So, come on, then, tell us. It's an interview, y'all.
I'm on this right now.
Like, what makes you, what gives you the inspiration to do piercing? Like, you talk, what ongelele, jongelele na watu wako, nyumilu wako pierce.
Ni jongelele na watu wangu.
Yeah, because you have, like, even akona yapa ya ninio. ya lower between the, unaona lower the lip chini ya hii lip ya chini hapo katikati
yeah and then here for hapa kando eh
hapo ya kando bado kwa nini
yes and
alafu ako na mingi so what is your inspiration tell us
okay I did my first piercing I did my first piercing when I was like a kid obviously
which piercing
yeah yeah maskio tu ya kila mtu yeah I did it and then after school now I added the other ones. No, I remember when I was in form 2 I added ya uku kwa ingine uku zingine za masikio. It's not hapo juu. Hapa hivi juu kwa masikio. Yeah, so I added that one. My inspiration has been, I don't know, the pain that makes me feel good. I don't know if that's weird, but the pain makes me feel good about my... Sheila's expression right now is like out of this world. But yeah, my inspiration is just the pain. For me, the pain heals it.
Yeah, so like that's your let me go do piercing because I just love feeling the pain because I will heal.
Yeah,
that is what
it will it and then the beauty that comes yeah, with it, it is she nice.
She looks nice, you know, dark with silver things.
Thank you, Nairobi. That was my time, Asanteni sana. Yeah, I love piercings. I really love them. And
yes.
Yeah, but ikimefika saa hii so but point yenye siwezi ongezea
tena wewe kwanza usiongezee
nimefunga chapa
wapi maski zake zote zimejaa face sasa utaongezea wapi.
I am done guys with piercing, so yeah, that is my inspiration, the pain it
and
heals.
Then like what makes you like, do you have like one plug who does the piercing for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
One.
Mm, yeah, one. Apart from here, yenye nilitobolewa nikiwa mdogo, the rest nimefanywa with the same person.
Tell us the prizes. I'm plugging you all. When you're mdia piercing.
Okay, industrial piercings.
Industrial piercing. What is industrial piercing?
So, unaona yenye ulitobolewa na shoot gun.
Yo shoot gun, eh?
Yeah, ulitobolewa na 250, sivyo?
250?
Yeah, amo ulitobolewa.
See, I was a baby. I was like,
I think they charge 250 shillings, but when it comes with the sindano one, because you're not done with it, you shooti we hapa kwa mdomo itapitishwa na kashindano, so that one is an industrial piercing. It costs 1,000 shillings. Yes.
Uh-huh.
1,000, and then the normal ones, as long as you're using the shoot gun, I guess it's 250 shillings.
Even
at for the nose, you can still use the shoot gun, ama you can use the sindano. It depends with
where?
What you want. But me, what I can advise you is on the industrial piercing, it heals very quickly. And then the shindano that they are going to use, aita tumiwa tena, so it is safe. Now you will heal properly. But I am not advising anyone to do anything they don't want. If you're not a piercing person, do not do it.
There's no raha there. If you know your mother will raise hell, just stick to staying bare.
Yeah.
It is still okay.
It's still okay. Cause yeah. And the piercing set, you can't uneza toa.
Yeah, uneza toa. Uzuri piercing, because you nikanangi. You can opt to, I'm not wearing these things.
Yeah, so you wake up and decide you're not wearing them and you're still okay, good
now,
to go.
Now, for how long does it take for them to heal? Like the machimos?
Vary with people.
Oh.
Yeah, zina depend. Because mine, the most in ishai take long, it'll take 3 weeks. But the rest...
What? 3 weeks uchungu, like the whole time.
You're healing, yeah.
And then you can't even do anything.
As long as you heal them, like with the spirit, magic, hot water and some salt, the pain now heals it for you. It
I was
heals
planning
it.
To have a nose ring, but...
But, So, una nini, kuna de uneza mkopate piercing yako ime jam. It may form that car white thing on top. You just have to be the one who's...
And then you're having a date or you're going somewhere. Cover it up.
Tricks. So you like have to toboa it. The days that it can goof, where's the summer? It varies with people. So yangu, mine has taken the most, has been 3 weeks. But they've all healed. Hakuna yenye imeniletea kisirani yoyote. I think it's because going to the same person.
Yeah, I guess.
Because changing hands is like...
Yeah, if you have one, you just stick with one plug and it'll be good.
Unless like you're taking a flight, so maybe there we can allow you.
Flight.
If you're flying out, you can allow you to do it somewhere else. But if you want to like start the piercing journey, and I am not advising you, don't say Kamante advised you. I am just saying, if you are planning on, just choose a plug. Choose a plug. One person to like do it all the way.
Now, Kamante, as you're moving swiftly.
Moving on swiftly. Yes.
Are there side effects of piercings?
Side effects. Do I know of any?
Think. You have several. You have like a lot of piercings. You are in a better position.
Oh yes, like on side effects.
Yeah, like it can kurugushu, it can goof, or unaweza sikia mgonjo mgonjo hivi ukishamaliza piercing. Like kama umepiercia leo, maybe after 1 week you can just feel it, your body can start feeling off or something.
No, I don't think so.
Like you yourself have never even experienced like a nini,
a side effect. Eh. No, I've not experienced a side effect. Oh. As long as kama haita tu kama ita goof, maybe you heal it ama you go to the person and find a way, but kuna zenye za watu zishai goof. You ever seen someone with a kanundu kanundu hapa hivi? Yeah, hiyo ni iligoof ikabounce, yani
shoot girl ikuenda kabisa ama
ilienda through
alafu ikagoof,
and then maybe they woke up, the earring ikaingia ndani ama ikagoof tu kabisa. Yeah, so that guys, be careful where you do your piercings. Don't just do it with a random person on the road. Choose who's doing your piercing.
Yeah, so that's what's up in piercing.
Yes,
moving on swiftly. Tattoos.
Yeah, tattoo. Kuna temporary, tattoos. Kuna permanent.
Yeah, so kwanza mwanzo, tattoos. Mm-hmm. I was reading an article.
Yes.
Tattoos have a wide range of cultural and historical, even personal meanings. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
Historical and the cultural sense of it brings maybe kitambo, if you could see a person with tattoo, yani kitambo, the historical way, the cultural way, that was a tough guy. And people will go ahead because of insecurity issues. I was telling Kamande, when I'm so insecure, such that they will go ahead and have tattoos to show like they are yani featuring their
masculinity
and their toughness, yani Johnny Kubai.
And I was like, I don't think so.
And then I saw another meme. I was another meme that said, Squeezy, it kuna sema I don't know Squeezy, my day momecha kuangalia cute, but uko na dread, uko na tattoo, no uko na piercing, una wakunywa tu. That is it. It is true.
If you're in for the bad boys, you know some people want people, you know, someone who's like
suit if itava uko tukifika 40 suit na.
Mtu mwenye ako standard, hana hizo kasoro zote, you know.
People have different tastes. Lakini when you see me to keep the vibe, yeah, piercing, dreadlocks, and tattoos. They may try. I'm just saying the truth. Yes. I'm showing you me.
I'm a some funny hairstyle and
funny
some
sasa puni tricks. If it is not locks, a nice cut.
No, no, no. It's a no. Yeah, so utawakunywa by the way. If you have like a tattoo, me, I know several wenye wamewakunywa, akiwakunywa, na ma tattoos, na ma piercing, with the locks and everything.
If only you should see how I'm smiling, like, I just finished the tattoos, no piercing, locks.
So for tattoos, for men, maybe they can do it to show their masculinity. But Miss Jui, me when you're in the jua,
moving on swiftly.
When you're in jua, they've done it because maybe it's symbolic for them.
Yeah, symbolic.
Symbolic. Yeah, like you can draw maybe a face of someone. You know, you can tattoo sura ya mtu, maybe your kid. You know.
You have a friend who has started the face.
Yes, the face.
You have
of the
a
kid.
Friend.
I have a friend. Mwenye amechora mtoto wake
hapa. Speaking of a friend, I don't know it is which celeb, akini misoji na ake.
Mhm.
It's not David Beckham. Like David Beckham has tattooed the face of the mother-in-law. You're feeling me like the mother of the lover.
Mother-in-law.
Yeah. No, do we stuff together, baby?
Eish.
Like the mother, that was and
that is sweet.
Then I saw another clip. Hey, apo kwa tu tattooing their kids. Uh-huh. I saw another clip. It was uko karibu Father's Day.
Father's Day. Yeah.
This car comes. Uko ni America, uko majuju.
Oh, see you, Kenya. No.
Then the dad comes, find the daughter there. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, daddy. Hey, I have a present for you.
Yes.
Then he removes the vest. It was the vest. And then amechoram tutu wake nyuma.
Oh my god. Nice.
It looked like goosebumps.
You're like, where are you?
Where
are you? We should meet.
Like, it was so, oh, and then, you know, the tattoo. Mm-hmm. Then the baby was there crying. Crying. Then it was, I love you, Dad.
Seeing yourself on another person's back. It is
your
really
nice. Your papa's
mwanzo,
I
know.
Mean.
It is really nice. So, yeah, tattoos, yeah. Me, for my friends, they're like symbolic. Umechora tu sababu maybe you've gone through this. So unachora. Kama ni someone you love. Okay. Apo kwa love. Mneza kwa sana, but...
Me, let me tell you. When it comes... Acha tu afika kwa matching tattoos. Uh-huh. Tujia fika uko bado.
Because acha there's tattoo removal. Kama unapenda...
You can remove a tattoo?
Yes, you can.
You can remove a tattoo?
Yes,
it's
you
so
can.
Painful. I mean, sasa haja... It's so painful like that.
Tattoo, yeah, it's painful, but... That's the point of it all. It's a bearable thing.
Removing.
Pain.
Like it's, removing. No. Mm,
na, like it's in a talker to. It's a talker to and then your skin will come back. It's a talker and then you will be okay. You know, nothing is permanent, by the way. Hakuna kitu ni permanent.
Yeah, you all should see my face. This whole episode, I'm like,
yeah, any so pain. It's a talker. If you like have a tattoo of someone and then maybe you don't feel them anymore, the vibe is like done. Boom! Unaenda unaitoa and then it's a done deal. Done so, diesel.
Aya, to Rudy kwa interview.
Uh-huh.
Moving on swiftly.
Yes, moving on.
You have like how many tattoos? I know of your four tattoos.
I'm yeah, I have one, two, three, and then four.
Yeah, she has four tattoos.
I only have four. Imagine I have four and she's been exaggerating.
It's symbolical.
Yeah, it's symbolic. I have a star. I love stars.
Uh-huh.
I love stars.
Uh-huh.
And then I have my name. Obviously, I love me. I love Kamata.
Uh-huh.
And then, hapa on the sleeve now, I have music. I have a band. And I have... A writing.
Who you are teaching to buy long sleeve? All
the weight.
Okay, personally, I don't have a tattoo, but I'm planning on having one. I'm planning on having Sila, like it's my dad's name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, personally, my dad had a tattoo, like two tattoos here, and then it was light. So, in the pop out, like a scorpion, mm-hmm. So, for my mom, it's like, okay. Okay, it's okay for a man. I think my mom will say, if it's your brother, sir. But Jay have, like, I've never had, like, had a conversation with her about the tattoos. But if anything, but I must, like, I'm having a tattoo of my dad's name, Sila.
Sila.
Because I was thinking, I write here. Between my fingers,
uh-huh.
Ama uku kwa mgongo.
Kwa mgongo ikani.
Kwa mgongo ata. Kwa shingo.
Kwa shingo. Alafu kwa shingo. Siku unashuka something that is going up.
That is for me.
So everyone will be like, hello, this is Sila.
Wazania. And then like, I'm still contemplating about it, but... Next year, team like this, maybe I'll be having that tattoo.
Yeah, guys, meskia. See, maybe I've not pressured her into anything.
Yeah, it's something like I must have.
Yeah, she has decided, and I am so proud.
I was thinking of also having a nini.
A what?
A ring tattoo.
Ah, must be nice.
Not with that person. Uh-huh. Mine, like a mid ring. But then I came and thought about it. There was this debate of. A wedding ring or mm-hmm. a tattoo ring?
Hey, tattoo. I think if someone
tattoo offered, ring.
Yeah, I think okay. I would have the tattoo
even
ring.
Me. We are husbands wherever you are.
Husband, where you at?
We are having that tattoo. A wedding ring tattoo. We are having.
So when it comes to exchanging the vows, you'll be like,
no, we'll have the rings. Uh-huh. No, we'll have the rings. But I just fight. No, I got to kick up.
So in the middle of the nini, you write his name up with the
kanga. Not his name. No, like I have a ring. Na penanga bila inakanga. Inakanga ni kama ni to circles zimeenda around. So I was thinking, I just have it. I love the nini, the ring tattoo.
The ring tattoo is working for you, yeah.
There's this argument that. What if it doesn't work? Anga, you ain't going nowhere, boo.
You're staying here. We've said till death do or spot.
And it's not like I'm going to have it immediately.
Uh-huh, you're going to take some time.
We have kids. The moment I have your kids, you ain't going nowhere.
But they can decide to go, babe. Relax. You,
it is me.
Oh, you've no, said.
I have said. Like, I will force things.
Husband of Sheila, you are hearing this lady is crazy. I'm saying you are not going
anywhere.
Go nowhere.
You're stuck with me. I have your kids. You want to go? You want to go where?
Where do you want to go?
You're going nowhere. Like, that is what... Like, I just love the vibe that comes with it. It's... Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's really nice. And
now, also, will you have matching tattoos with your guy? With your person?
Yes, I would have. Yes, I would.
Like what? Like, umunandikana majino anga?
No, not the names. I want to go for the name. Ah, Brayo, Mark, Kevo.
I was a friend of mine was telling me, hey, Buraku iyo jina aiko kwa Bible. Sasa tuleza danganya. He was telling me, and yonengia kwenu, hey, alashangala idila. Hakuna mtu anaitwa Mark kweli.
Hakuna mtu anaitwa John.
Hakuna mtu anaitwa John.
Peter.
Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Alejandro hakuna. Benzema hakuna.
So who?
Walafu uweke mwachane kipetero kiesu. Akuwache kipetero kiesu.
Leaving you like enda.
Hate tattoo. And then like it was like a debate. I don't know it was in which. It was a reality TV channel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like a girl came forward and said that she hid matching tattoos with the guy.
Yes.
And then they show it in campus that they having just
most cheap of liquor. This nonsense has happened.
Yeah, in campus. Like you have cheap liquor and then you just channel. Oh,
let's go have the matching tattoos.
I love you. You're my world. Yeah. You go. You're wild. You have matching tattoos.
The world is
like
small.
Even of the name.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy left him. Kipetero kiesu.
Ivo too.
Like the girl had to scrub off with salt. You can
what?
Imagine. Salt, don't remember when I mentioned go kiss my any tattoo years at Olewa.
Kuna ile professional one.
So the girl was so bitter, like she had to rub off the name, and then it was here, kwa
yeah,
arm.
Uh-huh.
The name, kwa mojo ni soft ni nyama, she had
it
to rub off.
It hadn't healed yet.
I look where she'll heal.
Uh-huh.
So niambie kama ime heal, alafu unakuja tena wataka ku rub off. Alikuja, ali rub off na chumbi, and then imemwacha tu alamenyate sawa. And the girl was okay. Atakama nimesikia uchungu, I cannot live with this name. This alafu umeniacha kipetero kiesu.
The name will remind you of all the pain and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, say ya baki tu na alama blank.
I think I would have it, but I wouldn't have a name. I would have like something maybe we love, you know, maybe something that we are connected with. Let's say we like music ama anything. You'll have the guitar, I'll have the piano, you know, like a small one.
Oh, those two things.
Yes,
the
Jusan,
yeah, and Moon.
Exactly.
To
not the big
knife and the butter. Just two things.
Yeah, just two small, a small sweet thing. Not the big ones. The big ones are like, hey, yo, oh. Nothing is permanent, guys. So let us check what we are doing.
We just saw if I have about it. Absent, you ain't going nowhere.
I have a friend of mine who is against the tattoos so much. She's like, it is written in Leviticus.
Yeah, yeah. Even me, like I know people, several, even my like family. Uh-huh. No, you know, having a tattoo, it is bad.
Yeah, because it is like written in the Bible and stuff. Do not cut part of your body and flesh, nor tattoo any marks on your body.
What I'll just say is like, live life the way it comes.
Kula life na adabu. Just
yani life iliwe tu vile imekuja. We can't just live on. Hata nashindwa kitu kusema na because
You can do whatever you want, but at the end of the day, you know
that
you're
accountable for what you're going to do. That is that is it.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Well, if a tattoo makes you happy,
do it.
Whatever works for you,
do it. Yeah, so whatever works for you, whatever, do it. Do everything that. We fanya kenye nakufurahisha. At the end of the day, it is you.
So for you, you've said wedding rings or tattoo rings?
Tattoo rings.
Not wedding rings?
No, not wedding rings. Tattoo rings.
Yeah, because wedding rings. But wedding rings is kinda okay.
It is.
Because
it's
if you got an ad, you can pawn the ring and then you get...
We are done!
You get the mihelas and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the tattoo ring, you ain't going nowhere. It's there with you.
Yeah,
but
when
I love it temporary, not permanent.
You can still remove it. So, yeah, it is okay. It's still okay. So, guys... Tattoos and piercings.
Yeah, so tell us what you think about. You can just slide to our DMs. But I think it's like a wide, stereotypical topic.
Yeah, yeah.
That when you mention in an African parent, oh,
it's like
utakuangalia kasi because mimi niko utaonwa kama jua ndo umerauka yani jua ndo imerauka
umeona tu mke uongelelee such an issue is that what you, but I'm thinking
I had a friend like she just amwad I know my mother will raise hell so let me just do these things once. Akapias no, akapias na kanini tattoo.
Akaeka tattoo.
Mara hiyo zote.
Boom, boom.
Alex, when you are in school, okay, not to home.
uliamua hivyo
ni sawa juu you can't do kwanza unajua bei hizo vitu tena like you can't undo it
utateta
utamwangalia vibale for the first few weeks
yes and
stuff.
Then it will be just done and everything. So guys, yeah, that's in for tattoos and piercing. I feel as if I've been on the hot seat. Sheila has been questioning me and everything. But it's cool. I think we'll get back to this topic when she has a tattoo and then she'll tell me how
next
she's
year
feeling.
Next year, like this, we'll be having this convo.
Yes,
have you even told me, like, your effects of tattoo? Are there effects of tattoo?
Effects.
Side effects, yeah. Can a tattoo goof? Can you maybe like be umwad with kitu? Can you be sick?
The healing.
How long does a tattoo take to heal?
Healing process. You're applying the oil and everything. I mean, like took
oil, like which oil? There's an oil you're given.
You can get it from the pharmacy, ama you can like buy it. Ama wanakupatia hapo akisha kuweka if the professional one. Ama you can use Vaseline. Vaseline is really nice. Pure Vaseline. The skin, the outer skin will shed off and then utabaki na kitutu inaka safi manze kitutu pua. Like something that you will see. And then be proud of what and the work that you've done. Yeah, it's an artistic piece of work also. It also goes to the artist part.
Yeah, so how much does a tattoo cost?
It depends.
I'm plugging y'all.
It depends. Unaweza pata msena kulipisha punch.
For a permanent tattoo.
Yeah, for a permanent tattoo, it's like the small one. 1,500, 2,500. Unaweza patia 3,000, 4,000. It depends with who you're going to.
That is permanent.
Yeah,
that
permanent.
Permanent tattoos. And how about nini?
Temporary. Pesa kidogo. 500 hata.
500 kwa ni different. Permanent za lili. Oh, yeah. The big tattoo.
Yeah, the temporary.
And temporary, like, stay for how long?
Kuna ya months. 1 to 2. Maybe 1 month ama 2 months. I'm at 3 months, I'm at 6 months.
You know, most.
Yeah, I think the most is 6 months. Kuna nyeneza ka 2 months, alafu yanze tu kufade off tu pole pole. Yes. And then, Iwa tu, inatoka. Hila is surprised.
Like, I'm so interested. Eli la zuba, kungevya.
She's interested, yeah. So, that is it for the tattoos.
Yeah. So, guys, we are done with the word topic today.
Yes, tell us what you think.
So let us move on swiftly to the game spot. The segment where we are playing games, and today we are going to play two games: lyric game and 5 second rule
five
game.
5 second rule game, yes. Sasa tunacheza. Michezo, we are playing. Gani yangu ndilikuwa? Oh, yes. We are starting with the lyric game, yeah?
No.
The 5 second one?
Yeah.
Okay, sawa. Yo, hizi. Okay, tick.
Every girl deserves to feel.
Siponi pena nitapendwa na nani?
We start.
It is 5 seconds, guys. 5 seconds. You're starting, Sheila. Start.
Three roads in Kenya. Uru highway. Mombasa road. Naivasha. Naivasha road.
There's no Naivasha road. Akuna Naivasha road. Akuna Naivasha road.
Mombasa road. Uru highway.
Isha bant. 5 seconds. Isha. Aya. Name 3. Kenyan male. This is what? Name 3 Kenyan male.
I think male actors.
Name 3 Kenyan male actors. We have Pascal Tokodi, Kulabundi, and then Kaifax.
Okay. 3 braids compact. What is that?
No, companies. 3 companies. Companies, yeah.
Abuji, sister, Avis.
Avis.
Yeah, Abuji is for darling, Avis is for angels, and then sister.
Sister.
Drops like.
Aya. Name 3. Her handwriting is one thing. Name 3 free things. Name 3.
I don't know what I wrote.
Wow.
Name 3 free things. Free things.
Free things. Yeah. Sun, air, moon.
Name 3 types of coffees, you know. Dormans, cappuccino, yeah. Espresso.
Nice.
I can continue next.
Nani osa. Aya, name 3 apps that you play.
Yeah.
Aya. I play my own jump, it's a game. Checkers. Nanini na
4 or 5. Seconds.
I'm so bad at games, man. Hey. Higher.
Name three Spanish movies.
Yes.
Espanola.
Two, three.
Okay. No. One, we have two, Queen of South.
Three.
Four, Queen of the South 365 days and Sicario.
So this is our basi. It's on Gesema Nini Elite. Visa. Okay, this is our basi. And name three Mexican words. Hola. How would you even write this? Hola, bunecho.
What is bunecho?
How you say good night?
I Z tricks.
Hola is hi. See your bye, and then I'm done.
Like this, mijo, my son.
Mijo. Na
tiao.
At
is tiao.
Tiao.
I just kidding.
How do you expect me to know Mexican?
Name three singing bands in Kenya. We have Hat the Banda, Sauti Sola, and Kai.
What is that?
Nani, this one.
No, you are done. You are done.
Sugar and spice and everything nice.
Le band. I name three Christmas carols.
Yes.
Joy to the
and then
a Christmas day.
What is what song is that?
I have three Christmas carols. Okay.
Joy to the World, Silent Night.
Yeah, the third one.
See, that's what you've said. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Joy to the World and Silent Song.
Silent Night. That was the 5 second games. Now, hey, tunaenda kwa lyrics. Watu wa kuimba.
Lyric game. Now, this is where we call the sun and the moon.
Aki, what to tonight?
That.
Tell somebody, you gotta tell somebody.
Kai. Nimeandika hiyo.
We don't meandika. Tell somebody, you gotta tell somebody. I don't know Kai. What that is. You don't know the song?
I know. Okay. Without him, I fall. With him, I do all things. This is a gospel song, right?
No, it's not a gospel song. Tell somebody, you gotta tell somebody. Which song is this?
I'm gonna miss it. Okay, which song is that? I just make one hold and take one.
Uh-huh. Oh, mine. Ujashika Bado. It's Nyashinsky Fadela. Gai. Nilikuambia last time, let's move shike nyimbo za Nyashinsky. It's called Fadela. Without him, I fall. With him, I do all things.
Gai. What is this? Don't be talking sideways.
I'll be here for a good time. I can say for an I when yeah, you I move to the right.
Hey,
I go to the left. I go. Turn around, baby. You mark the end.
Don't be talking sideways. I don't know. Don't be talking sideways.
Bado janini ujashika rada. It's Cardi B money bag. Aya, next.
That's why I love her.
Jumping out of the friend zone. Hey, umeandikia wimbo rahisi leo. Jumping out the friend zone, baby. And no, it's this one. Jumping out of the friend zone, baby.
And I hope I'm gonna land on you.
Dun 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 dun.
At hapo ulipo kata kiuno. It's shake your bum bum.
No.
It's a
Sauti Sol
tune.
Yeah, Sauti Sol and Yemi Alade. Hapo ulipo. Kataki,
you know, Waruya Wayo,
Karibu Kiti. Ingekuwa ni binadamu, nikakosa. Nani? Nadia! Ingekuwa binadamu.
Akila umekuwa ni kini leo umepata.
Umeandikia wimbo za
watu na nimeandikiwa. That's why I love her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Neo Miss Independent. Miss Independent.
I'm like zero, Leo. Like, Leo,
that's why I love her.
And then, ati kierehere kimanisha ama
kimenisha. Kierehere kimenisha.
It sounds Tanzanian.
You have someone from there.
that I have someone from there.
It has someone from there. It's an easy one. Think. Oh my Sheila, God. Think.
I don't know.
You don't know it. Kizaki Nene.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
I was singing, I don't know. Chorus.
Kierere kimenisha. Leoni mekua.
Okay, I don't know that song.
Wongo. You for know it. It. You know it.
That's the chorus.
Yes. Kizaki Nene.
I don't know.
More than me. I can't even breathe right now. Aya. Umemaliza?
Yeah.
Ah, Sheila, amelitamia kwa she didn't know shit. Haitaki mabombo maniga. Ishere. Ishere na itaki
ya niga. Zizi. Haitaki mabombo maniga. Katuma de mwame iba.
Shere. Efo.
Tuko shere na
itaki ya sira. Haitaki mabombo maniga. Ila takatuma de mwame iba.
So guys, you've reached the end of our episode.
Yes, yes.
And thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Nani next time. Bye y'all.
Bye.